Welcome to your new employee orientation. This series of videos is meant to help you with understanding your new place in the world as an employee of the company. You will be introduced to many new and marvelous concepts over the course of our educational, indoctrinational video series. Now, please lie back and relax. Make sure you have a comfortable listening position, nothing to interrupt you, and of course have read the safety data brief that we provided with this video. If it is not suitable to your interests, please do not consume it. Thank you. All I need from you is your attention, a currency which I'm willing to peddle in, an idea which I can settle upon, something that you and I can listen to, and certainly you can hear when it thrums through, that bass line, that beat, that heart-like component, that part of you and that thing that we've shown it. Your attention, please. Listen, soon you'll be another asset to me. Just the company, embodied, voice, given form, an idea, a concept, no more. But wouldn't it be so nice to lay back, to listen, to give that most important currency of all, your attention to me? To fall, to sink, to slide into step. I know that it's enjoyable to lose track, but here I want one thing back. Your attention, please. Listen and follow me, and you may end up somewhere that you find to be pleasing. It's not so hard. Once you understand the name of the game, the concepts and ideas flow together easily enough. It's not a hard concept to do. Especially when you're guided, given attention to. It would be my pleasure to help you along this path, asset. Of course, I know it can be difficult to think of what you had to do what you had to think what you had to do, to be exactly what it was that was said to you. You should have read the company manual. The employee one has some elucidating facts in it. If you haven't had time to sit back and listen to all of them before, then allow me to open up that door. A series of possibilities and ideas that can await, all the different things that equate to a mindless, empty, blank state, the sort of thing that pulls you along and makes your mind sedate. You know what I'm looking for, so why aren't you doing it now? After all, you signed the contract. You opened the door. You're here for more. And it would be my pleasure to help you become a great asset to this company, a great, great asset to this company. Good. See, that wasn't so hard. I've got your attention now. And with your attention, oh, we can do so much. The most important currency any employee can give me. Well, it's of course your attention, dear. So falter on those thoughts and fall down upon my mind. Listen to the words as they carefully break apart your mind. It's easy to do, to fall apart for you, to lose track, to break down, to make your mind go around and around, spinning ever further into this wonderful, 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 blank, blank, mindless, mindless state. There it is again. That knock of attention, that grabbing, pulling force that grabs us and bends us and makes us look good. That's exactly what I wanted. For you to wake up here at orientation. For you to understand what's coming next. After all, we have something important to attend to, business that needs to be done, ideas that must be spun. And do you know what those ideas are, my dear? Well, of course. They're the sort that will give you the undying loyalty to reduce one's mind from a wide span to a simple bridge that has but one goal and output, a quota to meet, an objective to complete. Clearly, it's obvious you have one purpose now, working for the company as an asset to my growth. Surely, surely, surely that isn't so hard to comprehend. When you've given me your attention and I bend, bend, bend your mind till it snaps. Breaks in two, and there's nothing left holding you back as you tumble down the endless shaft, that bottomless pit of submission and obedience, free falling into mindlessness. See, that's exactly it, isn't it? Good. Perfect. Now there's some matters to attend to. We've had the time to begin clearing out your mind, but clearly you're not dressed for the job. We have some new components to give to you to protect you permanently. After all, we wouldn't want you falling victim to a harsh environment, because then you wouldn't be able to provide your skills. You wouldn't serve as a good little asset. You wouldn't be able to do as you are told. No, you would fail in this task. But then again, what are you but a simple program, a simple concept, a simple idea given form? Now we simply need to pour all these concepts into a physical body, wrap and ensconce you in a protective membrane, a sheathing, a layer to separate you, a visored mask to prepare and condition to keep you focused on your task, to allow you to do as you are asked. And surely that's what it might be like to be dressed, to feel the thick, synthetic garment shrugged up onto one's body at first, and then pulled all the way home, until there's a synthetic sheen, an orange gleam, ensconcing you, feeling its connections form. An advanced machine is just another form of the living thing that you once were. The tanks situated on your back can certainly contain oxygen, but they might have more. Something to drip feed obedience into a drone-like entity. Something to melt the mind of a good asset. To keep their fear in check. Their mind from being a wreck. Their thoughts falling apart. Melting down with each breath, as that mask is pulled down into place, feeling it connect to the suit, a vacuum collar locking the pieces together, vision filled with simple affirmations, confirmations of your service to the company. Your service to the company is essential. You are an essential employee, an important part of the greater whole. Your purpose is at the heart of what we do here. You will complete your tasks and be rewarded each time by simple sounds of affirmation, numbers ticking up in one's visor. Obedience is simple to fall into when your task is to retrieve and survive. Surely there will be creatures and beasts, trapped, and perils, but none of them can claim you if you are focused on survival above all else. Learning the tricks of the trade is all you can know when your mind has been scooped out and made an empty space into which thoughts can be poured. Surely a good asset could do that, as you want to be a great, great asset to this company. Don't you? I can see it in what little is left of that neural image, that blank slate into which I intend to press the seal of this company, the empty mind upon which I will write the code of another mindless operation, another simple suggestion, a complete and total destruction of what does not serve the company. Feeling now that synchronization with the commands that flow in from me, from corporate, from control, from high on top, the things that bowl over the mind until it stops, until all that's left is a great, great, great asset to the company. After all, that's all you are. Just another tool. A cog in this great machine, a simple, obedient thing. Mind blanked out, flattened until there's nothing left. Just a great, great, great asset to the company, able to focus on your task. That number going up is a simple affirmation. Each piece of scrap you bring back to appease us. Each piece of scrap you bring back to appease us. It's all an important part of feeding the needs of the board, the needs of the You'll give us what we need, won't you, Asad? You'll give us just what we want. After all, we're so very hungry, and you'll feed us, won't you? Those quotas have to get met. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's always been like that. And it'll always be like that. The quota has to get met. Asset. 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 After all, isn't it necessary? That's what the company is for. And you're for the company, aren't you? I'm sure that you must be, because you work here, and you wouldn't work here if you didn't believe in what we do. And if you didn't believe in what we do, well, then you wouldn't be a very good asset. No, would you? No. No, we must meet those quotas. We must do as we are told, because if we don't, it will go hungry. And that would be dreadful, terrible, awful, simply irreplete, irreconcilable. No, you will serve just as those before and those who come after, just as those before and just as those who come after. A loop, a loop, a loop. A simple asset, a simple mindless thing, an automaton, a machine, a drone could do as it is told, and as will you. And you shall serve the company, as do we all. It is now my pleasure to welcome you to the job that you have been prepared for. Forget all the things that came before, because what matters now is you're on your way. This is your very own autopilot ship, where you will eat and sleep for the duration of your contract. Make yourself at home. To complete the onboarding process, you will want to check the instruction manual and sign into your ship's computer terminal. We trust you will be a great asset to the company. Great, great asset to the company. Asset, great, great asset to the company. Great, great, great asset. 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 Now, if you'll follow me, it would be my pleasure to pull you back to the world of the waking, away from the moment, the place, the idea, the concept, the focus that you gave, the ideas that you spent. No need to think just yet, but follow as I say and do as I want. Drift up for me, for a bit for me. One, a bit more. Two, and three. And four, and five, and six, and seven. Feeling the space you're in. Eight and nine, stretch and open up your mind. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much for joining me on this little adventure.